天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是节目主持人张小华，工长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王右边一个步子。我们现在正在学习的系列是 Knowing Christ。 亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，现在的您是否处在一种忧伤失望的感觉中？是否在人生的十字路口上犹豫不定呢？其实小环现在也有很多这样的烦恼，但是感谢神，今天早上小环在读经的时候，神有非常非常大的感动给我。在撒母耳记上第17章中，大卫与巨人歌利亚对决。在战争前，大卫说，耶和华救我脱离狮子和熊的爪，也必救我脱离这非利士人的手，这是何等大的信心啊！因为大卫坚信神在过去如何带领他，如今也必指引和保护他。是的，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们一起来回忆神在我们过往的日子中是如何带领我们一步一步走到现在的，也希望可以借着这样的回忆鼓励我们面对目前的困境。
Hello listening friends，
亲爱的朋友你好。
Welcome once again to this broadcast，
欢迎你再次收听我们的节目。
Have you noticed the huge interest in cameras, videos, and pictures these days?
你有没有注意到今天人们对照相机、录像机和照片是多么的着迷？
But all of this use of cameras and videos causes us a major problem.
但是使用这些摄影器材却造成一个很大的问题。
Scientists tell us that our obsession with pictures and video cameras may have weakened our ability to treasure memories.
科学家告诉我们，过分依赖摄影技术会削弱人们对一些珍贵往事的记忆力。
They tell us that when we trust the remembrance of an event to a picture or a video, you are less inclined to store that memory in your memory bank.
他们说，当你依赖照片和录像来记录某一事件时，你在脑海中储存该事件的能力就会降低。
In reality, memory is one of God's greatest gifts to us.
事实上，记忆力是上帝赋予人类宝贵的礼物之一。
Our brains have the capacity to store millions of bits of information.
我们的大脑可以储存千万个信息片段。
This information is kept in perfect order.
这些信息都有条不紊地存在我们大脑里。
And it is there to be recalled as needed.
在需要的时候就可以想起来。
Modern research revealed that the brain can store enough data to fill several million books.
近代研究显示，大脑储存的资料足以填满几百万本书。
But the human brain is also capable of deliberately forgetting things.
可是大脑也有故意忘记的功能。
There are some people who are able to forget unpleasant experiences.
有些人能忘掉那些不愉快的经历。
Other people have the ability never to forget a thing.
但也有人能把每件事情都牢记在心。
Most of us remember the things that are important to us.
大多数人都会记住他们认为重要的事情。
You may forget a prayer meeting, but you would never forget a day of your exams.
也许你会忘记参加祷告会，但你绝不会忘记你考试的日子。
We will all remember what's important to us.
我们都记得我们认为重要的事情。
And that is why you'll find that the most recorded word in the Bible is this. Remember, remember. Remember.
因此圣经总是不断地重复说，要记得，要记得，要记得。
The Bible describes how God's heart breaks over those who easily forget God.
圣经描述神对忘记他的人是何等的伤心。
Those who easily forget God's mercy.
就是那些轻易忘记神恩典的人。
Those who easily forget God's blessings.
那些对神所赐的福置之脑后的人。
Those who easily forget God's gracious acts toward them.
那些忘记神在他们身上施行慈爱的人。
Those who easily forget God's supernatural interventions in their lives.
那些忘记神在他们生命中彰显奇妙作为的人。
Those who so easily forget God's answer to their prayer.
他们常常忘记神应允了他们的祷告。
There are so many times in the scripture where you hear God's deep disappointment at his people's forgetfulness.
经上多次记载神因以色列人的健忘而伤心难过。
In Luke chapter 17, we find the story of 10 lepers.
在路加福音17章，我们看到有10个长大麻风的人。
These lepers cried out to Jesus, "Have mercy on us."
他们对耶稣喊叫说，可怜我们吧。
And Jesus answered their prayers and healed them.
耶稣就答应他们的要求，医治了他们。
There were 9 Jews and 1 Samaritan.
其中有九个是犹太人，一个是撒玛利亚人。
All 9 Jews took their healings for granted and never thanked the Lord.
那九个犹太人得了医治，便一走了之，把主给忘了。
Only the Samaritan came back to say thank you.
只有这个撒玛利亚人来向主感恩。
In Luke 17:17,
如果你读路加福音17章17节。
You can sense the deep disappointment of the Lord Jesus when he said, "Were not 10 healed?"
你就能体会到耶稣那份失望的心情。主说，洁净了的不是十个人吗？
Why did only the Samaritan give glory to God for his healing?
除了这撒玛利亚人，再没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗？
Before God's people entered into the promised land,
当以色列人进入神向他们应许之地之前，
God warned them that once they become prosperous, their greatest temptation is going to be forgetting the God who prospered them.
神就警告他们说，一旦他们兴旺昌盛，就会忘记那位赐福给他们的神。
And right on schedule, as soon as they prospered, they forgot the one who led them from captivity to prosperity.
不出所料，他们一开始兴旺，就忘记了那位领他们离开为奴之家，进入丰富之地的神。
And God sent them one prophet after another.
神差派许多先知到他们那里。
God sent them one warning after another.
神一次次的警戒他们。
God tried to remind them again and again.
神无数次提醒他们。
God kept on saying, "Remember, remember, remember."
不断对他们说，要记得，要记得，要记得。
But when they refused to remember,
正当他们不肯记住神的吩咐时，
Other nations came and swept through the land and took them captive.
周围的列国就来侵略他们，把他们掳去。
In the same way, God speaks to us today saying, "Remember, remember, remember."
同样的，神今天也不断对我们说，要记得，要记得，要记得。
But then there is going to be a time when God will say, "Enough is enough."
终有一天，神会对我们说，够了，我不再说了。
If we keep ignoring knowing God intimately,
假如我们一直不肯亲近神，
If we keep on forgetting the reason for our existence,
假如我们总是忘记该为谁而活，
If we keep forsaking the importance of pleasing the Lord,
如果我们一向不重视过一个讨神喜悦的生活，
then judgment will come.
那么总有一天审判会临到我们。
In the Old Testament, God established the various feasts such as Passover as permanent reminders of his graciousness.
神在旧约时代为以色列人设立各种节期，像逾越节、 目的就是要他们永远记住神的恩慈。
But the feast soon turned into empty celebrations.
然而，以色列人很快就把这些节期当成了空洞的庆典。
In the New Testament, Jesus established the Lord's Supper.
到了新约时代，耶稣设立了圣餐。
So that it may be a permanent reminder of the cost of God's love toward us.
为要我们永远记得神为爱我们付出了何等的代价。
But for many people, it has become an empty ritual.
可是对许多人来说，圣餐却是死板的宗教仪式。
Why does God want us to remember?
神为什么要我们记住这些个呢？
Because remembering God's love gives us the ultimate hope.
因为只有记住神的爱，我们才会有最大的盼望。
Because remembering God's love for us invites us to love Him deeply and fully.
只有牢记神的爱，我们才会被激励尽心尽性地爱他。
In Psalm 42,
在诗篇42篇里，
we find an example of how forgetting God's grace and mercy can cause discouragement, despondency, and sickness.
我们看到忘记神的恩典和怜悯就会带来愁苦和忧闷，甚至疾病。
Psalm 42 tells us how loving God with your memory can fill you with hope.
诗篇42篇告诉我们，记住神的恩典并好好爱神，就会使我们满有盼望。
Let's read together Psalm 42 verses 4 to 6.
让我们一起读诗篇42篇4到6节。诗篇42篇4到6节。我从前与众人同往，用欢呼称赞的声音领他们到神的殿里，大家守节。我追想这些事，我的心极其悲伤。我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因他笑脸帮助我，我还要称赞他。我的神啊，我的心在我里面忧闷，所以我从约旦地，从黑门岭，从米撒山纪念你。
Only the memory of God's past faithfulness can propel you forward to future hope.
只有纪念过去神如何信实地对待你，才能使你奔向充满盼望的未来。
Only the memory of God's past intervention in your life will lead you forward to a renewed passion and love for Him.
只有追想过去神在你生命中如何帮助你，才能引领你勇往直前，以不断更新的热情来爱他。
There are two very important things in Psalm 42 that I want to tell you about.
在这里我要和你谈谈诗篇42篇里的两个重点。
Number one,
第一点，
When you are down and defeated, it is because you have forgotten.
如果你屡屡失败，情绪低落，那是因为你忘记了。
When there is deliverance and dominion, it is because you remembered.
如果你得到释放，得胜有余，那是因为你记住了。
When you are down and defeated, it is because you have forgotten.
如果你屡屡失败，情绪低落，因为你忘记了。
Whether your forgetfulness is intentional or not.
无论你是故意忘记还是不经意的。
When you retrace your footsteps as to the cause of your troubles.
当你好好回顾来寻找你失败的原因。
You will discover your forgetfulness of God's past blessing.
你就会发现是因为你忘记了神所赐的福。
In Revelation chapter 2,
在启示录第二章，
Jesus told the church in Ephesus,
耶稣对以弗所教会说，
I have this against you, that you have forgotten your first love.
有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。
And the cure is found in verse 5.
第五节里提供了挽救的方法。
Remember from where you have fallen.
所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的。
Retrace your steps.
要回想你过去所行的每一步。
Go back to where all of your trouble began.
回到你坠入麻烦的那一刻。
Be honest with yourself.
诚实地面对你自己。
Examine your memory bank.
好好地回忆一下。
But my listening friend, I want you to remember what I'm going to tell you.
不过，亲爱的朋友，我想提醒你。
Sin is always ready to deceive you.
罪时时刻刻都准备要陷害你。
And we are more than happy to comply with its deception.
而我们却很容易就上当受骗。
We like to think that all is well with our spiritual life.
我们情愿相信自己的灵命还不错。
Because we don't want to admit that we have forgotten our first love.
因为我们不愿意承认起初的爱心已经失落了。
We are reluctant to acknowledge that we have become worldly.
我们也不愿承认自己已经世俗化了。
We are hesitant to admit that it is easier to enjoy the good life than to confront our spiritual failure.
我们更不肯承认自己宁可享受人生，却不愿意面对属灵的失败。
But my listening friends, please listen to me.
这是我亲爱的朋友，请听我说。
Until we realize that we do not love Jesus with our whole mind, heart, and soul.
如果我们没有醒悟到自己并没有尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力的爱主。
We cannot go back to loving him with our heart, mind, and soul.
我们就不可能回头真正尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力地爱他。
The second thing the psalmist tells us in Psalm 42 is this.
诗人在诗篇42篇里提醒我们的第二点是
The only hope for renewal of love for the Lord is with our memory.
想要持守住对主长心的爱就必须保持清晰的记忆。
The Bible never points to sin without pointing to a way of forgiveness of that sin.
圣经在指证我们的罪恶时，总是给我们开一条赦罪之路。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because our past memory is linked to future hope.
因为我们对往事的记忆和未来的盼望紧密相连的。
Because our past memory is linked to our vision of the future.
因为我们对往事的记忆和未来的前景息息相关。
And it is only when you look back and see what Jesus had done for you that your faith and love for the Lord Jesus will be renewed.
而只有当你时常回顾耶稣为你所做的一切，你对主的信心和爱慕才会长新不衰。
In fact, I personally do this on a regular basis.
事实上，我本人就是常常这么做的。
I begin by remembering this incredible fact.
我常常回想那些难以置信的事实。
That if I were the only person on the face of the earth,
如果世界上只剩下我一个人，
Jesus would have died for me.
耶稣也会为我而死的。
I think of a time when my life was threatened.
我想到有一次，当我的生命处在危险关头。
And Jesus delivered me.
耶稣拯救了我。
I think of the time when I was diseased.
我回想到当我卧床不起。
And Jesus healed me.
耶稣医治了我。
I think of the time when my loved ones were hovering between life and death.
我想起当我挚爱的亲人命在旦夕。
And Jesus healed them.
是耶稣治好了他们。
I think of the time when I cried to him for mercy.
我想到当我呼求神的怜悯。
And I received his mercy in abundance.
神就把他丰盛的恩慈赏赐给我。
I think of the time when I did not know which way to turn.
我想到当我在人生十字路口上犹疑不定。
And he opened a door and said, go here.
是耶稣指示我说走这条路。
I think of the time when I stood alone.
我想到当我独自一人时
，When I could have been dead for weeks and no one would have known it，
甚至很可能孤身逝去，尸骨已寒，却无人发现。
But Jesus knew it and he stood beside me。
然而耶稣知道，他就在我身边。
I think of the time when I came to him on behalf of others。
我想起当我为别人代求。
And he moved with power and supernatural intervention。
他就施展大能的手，行奇妙的事。
I think of the time when I did not know where my next meal was coming from。
我想起当我生活窘迫，连下一餐都没有着落时。
And he provided so generously。
是他丰富地供应了我。
I think of the time when I was persecuted。
我想到当我受到逼迫时。
But Jesus never forsook me。
耶稣从没有离弃过我。
By the time you remember God's goodness and mercy, you will want to tell the world about Jesus and his love。
当你想起了神的良善和恩慈，你巴不得向全世界诉说主耶稣的奇妙和他无比的爱。
And that is why the psalmist said, My soul, why are you depressed and discouraged?
因此诗人说，我的心啊，你为何忧闷呢？
Remember what God did.
纪念神为你行了何等的大事。
Remember, remember, remember.
要纪念，纪念，再纪念。
When you love him with your memory.
当你通过回忆而更加爱主时，
You will have a renewed hope for the future.
你就会对未来充满了全新的盼望。
My listening friend, let me ask you as I conclude.
亲爱的朋友，在结束的时候，我要问你。
Are you discouraged today?
今天你灰心吗？
Are you fearful?
你恐惧吗？
Are you anxious?
你忧愁吗？
Remember what God did.
要记住神的作为。
Praise him for his past deliverance.
为他过去的拯救赞美他。
Praise him for his past intervention.
为他所行的奇事歌颂他。
Praise him for his past mercy.
为他施予的怜悯称谢他。
And say to yourself,
告诉你自己。
The one who stood with me in the past.
在过往的日子与我同行的那位。
Will stand with me in the present and in the future.
也同样会在今天和明天和我同在。
My listening friend, love him with your memory.
我亲爱的朋友，借着纪念神的作为，更加爱他吧。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
好，我们下次再见，愿神大大的赐福给你。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。是的，我们是健忘的人，常常会将神的恩典与慈爱抛诸脑后。亲爱的听众朋友们，那就让我们从现在开始安静地来到神的面前，纪念他的作为，并借着他的大能继续向前迈进。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。想